Ted Oswald and his father James were convicted of killing a Waukesha police captain in 1994 during a chase following a bank robbery. Several other officers were wounded, and a kidnapped woman escaped during the incident. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman ruled that Circuit Judge Lee Dreyfus Jr. in the younger Oswald's trial wrongly allowed biased jurors to serve. A federal appeals court upheld Edelman's ruling, and the Supreme Court has decided not to take the case. Ted Oswald's attorney, Jerome Buting, says the whole process should remind circuit courts to be careful.
People, I think, understand better now that no matter how obviously guilty a individual may appear, or no matter how heinous a crime may appear, the Constitution still has to be followed properly, and everyone has a right to a fair trial with a fair jury.
Waukesha County District Attorney Paul Booker says he's disappointed but not surprised the Supreme Court didn't take the case, noting the court gets a lot of requests to accept cases. Booker says he'll again try to prosecute Ted Oswald in Waukesha County.
We will have to go to a trial in a courtroom in Waukesha County to right this injustice that has been foisted upon the victims of this offense and the taxpayers of Waukesha County by federal judge in Milwaukee.
Ted Oswald did not ask for his first trial to be moved out of Waukesha County, and Booker contends it was the defense's strategy to produce the ruling of an unfair trial. Defense attorney Buting won't say if he'll seek to move the second trial. Buting also says it's too early to say if Ted Oswald will again suggest that James Oswald psychologically coerced him into helping with the crime spree. Both Oswalds are in prison, but the son's sentence could be substantially reduced if the defense succeeds in the new trial. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.